Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and on the internet and around the world. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford.
Hello there, everyone.
So we have a special show lined up today. One of the rare times I'm actually in town for the show rather than back home in Virginia. We have a special guest on the line with us, Steve. It's Shane Marks. We were talking about the Pigeon Forge Zorb experience. Now, this is on our Travel World website with Linda going down the hill in this amounts to a giant hamster ball. And she jumps in this thing, they got a little bit of water, and they push you down a hill, and it's one of the most fun things I've ever seen anyone do. Shane Marks is owner of the Zorb Experience in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, one of the three places in the world to ride this ride. And Shane, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you.
So Shane, tell us a little bit about this. Describe Zorb for someone who's never heard of it. Like, what is this?
Well, pretty much. It's a it's basically a giant plastic ball that we throw you inside. You can either do it where you're strapped in and you flip head over heels, or we can throw about 5-10 gallons of water in there with you, and pretty much exactly like a water slide, except, you know, there's nothing stopping you.
So that's the one. What he was talking about being strapped inside, there's the wet ride and the dry ride. And the dry ride is, you ever see those NASA movies where you've got somebody strapped inside this thing that runs around on three axes and you're going topsy-turvy? Well, some people like that kind of ride. I mean, I'm a little old for that, and I think Linda wasn't courageous enough for that, but some people love it. I've seen someone do that, and they came out and they had the time of their lives. So that's the dry ride. The wet ride is the other one Shane was talking about, where you jump into it and they throw in some water, and it's actually a very refreshing ride on a very hot day, because when you're going down the hill, you can either go straight down the hill or through a zigzag course, and it's like you're on a big water slide. So, I mean, Linda took in a camera with her, and so you can see her going down this particular hill. So, Shane, Zorb comes from New Zealand, which explains Shane's peculiar accent, but I mean, I say that being Canadian, right? And the thing, well, Canada and New Zealand have an awful lot in common. Thing is that this started off in New Zealand, and Shane, why don't you pick up the story how Zorb came to be?
Pretty much, obviously, you know, years ago, everybody used to jump in the big giant tractor tire and go rolling down the hill. So pretty much, two brothers were like, "Hey, you know, let's try and make this fun." So they basically made a giant plastic ball, jumped in it, went rolling down the hill the first time, and found out that doing it without water, you know, and just sitting there, wasn't that comfortable. If you can imagine a carpet burn,
yeah,
this time it's plastic. And of course, you know, you're in a giant ball that keeps rolling until it stops. So they thought, well, you know, we need to put something inside that's going to make this slide around. So that they threw some water in, keep testing it out some more, and then next thing you know, they're rolling people down a hill.
So two brothers riding a tractor tire down a hill. I mean, you got to be some pretty thrill seekers to do a thing like that. But, you know, doing this with the plastic ball, of course, makes sense because, you know, you look at it originally and it's a ball within a ball, and there's a big air cushion around you. So there really is no danger as it goes down the hill. It's just an awful lot of fun as you get shaken down. And the easiest way to see videos, there's videos all over YouTube of this, and also at Zorb.com, Zorb.com, and, of course, living in Canada, I would say Zed, right? But the the thing about it is you're perfectly safe in this thing, and it's an awful lot of fun. Now, the hill doesn't look like a big hill, but when you're in the Zorb ball it is an awful lot of fun. Some people think, wow, it lasted a lot longer than I thought it would, because it feels that way and you're having such a good time. And now, Shane, you're yourself obviously from New Zealand. Related or friends of these brothers?
I met them once or twice. They just passed through and, you know, just saying, hey, how's it going? Just met them through work. It's been a lot of fun. But like you said, when you stand at the bottom of the hill and you look up, it doesn't look that high. And, of course, when you watch other people, it doesn't look that fast. But when you get inside, when you get to the top of the hill, it's a lot higher than it obviously looks a lot higher and a lot longer. But when you're inside the ball, it actually, it feels like you're in there for a long time. And it's absolutely hilarious.
That's the whole thing. It's all in the spirit of fun. You got to go into this planning to have a good time. And, even if you're in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, this is the only place to do this in North America. You had, first of all, in New Zealand, I don't know what part of New Zealand just yet, but also you're opening a location in Guam, I hear.
We opened the one in Guam. I believe it was like January 3rd, January 4th of 2012.
So there are three locations worldwide, but one of the interesting things about Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is the hilly terrain at the foothills of the Smoky Mountains is almost perfect for a Zorb site.
I believe they started planning research. It was around like 2005, found the land, and then started from there, and then opened this month in 2007.
So this is
the start of our fifth year being open.
Well, that's a pretty awesome thing. Plus, you go there. Now, plan to go there for some fun. And even if you didn't get to Pigeon Forge with any swim gear or whatever, one of the more fun things to do is you can actually buy apparel at Zorb, including a Zorb pack. I don't know exactly what you call the package, but it includes everything you need to get totally soaking wet inside a Zorb ball and then still have a change of clothing for when you leave. Tell us a little bit about that, Shane.
I like going to any random attraction. You can always buy gear, and sometimes when people come to us, they just come in the spur of the moment. So we sell them you get a short shirt, towel, and a bag. And, it's got the Zorb on it, and you get to use that. You can either go down in it, or you can go down on what you're wearing and then change back into the Zorb gear.
Because we've seen people go down, and they brought swim trunks with them. But this, it lends itself to any kind of person. I mean, you might look at that, and you might say, I'm not going to go. But then when you see how much fun it is, you say, okay, I'm going to go. This gives you the capability of doing that. Plus, of course, if you want to brag about your experience, and it's perfectly okay to do so, there's a very special title for people who have gone down the hill. What do we call them?
We call them our very own Zorbonauts.
The Zorbonauts. You have the Zorbonauts for the dry ride and Zydronaut, right, for the wet ride.
That's correct.
Now, Shane, we have about a minute and a half left in this particular segment. I'd like to carry you over to the next segment following the commercial break. Can you give us a little bit more of the contact details, how one will find more information about the Zorb ride in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
You can go online at www.zorb.com and just find us on the link and then go from there, or you can give us a call on 865-428-2422.
That's www.zorb.com. And because I've been living in the States so long, I'll say Z-O-R-B, but because I'm Canadian, I'll say Z-O-R-B.com. It's one of the most fun things you can do when you're in Pigeon Forge. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is a place that they took all my favorite things and put it in one place. And they have all kinds of things that sort of a surprise. So stay tuned following the break. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And Shane, stay online for us. Thanks very, very much. Catch you following the break.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh, I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and across the internet and around the world. Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford today, talking with special guest Shane Marks, Senior Duty Manager at the Zorbride in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Welcome back to the show, Shane.
Thank you.
So the Zorb ride, for those who didn't join us in the first segment, Zorb is a very special ride that is a little bit like in a giant plastic ball. I mean, imagine being in a hamster ball and being pushed down a hill. Sounds kind of odd, but it's actually one of the more fun things you can do. It's almost like a portable water slide. And, it, you know, Shane, let us know a little bit about what would a Zorb experience be like. Now, you know, I'll drive up, because this is what happened. We drove into this area. It's just off of the parkway in Pigeon Forge. Now, Pigeon Forge, the lights are numbered, and they number them so you can give easy directions. So which number is the light to lead to you?
Yeah, we're located at traffic light number one. It's situated between a Wood Grill Buffet and a giant Cracker Barrel.
So, yeah, traffic light number one, what you're going to do is if you're going south, you're going to turn left. So you're going to go on this, and it's not far at all because you just do a little bit of dipsy-doodle because it's hills you're entering. And you look for the Zorb sign. It's hard to miss if you're looking for it. Go down there, and it's like you're entering a small valley. And right at the bottom of the valley, almost like a ski lodge, you'll see the actual building for the Zorb, and you'll see the three tracks that come down. Now, there are three tracks. One is for the zigzag track, one is for the straight track, and what is that other track used for? Because then you also have sort of the ski lift that brings the balls back up the hill.
Yes, that's right. So once you finish rolling, we have a lift that it'll take the balls back to the top of the hill for us. And then we have our zigzag track. We have two straight tracks. One of the straight tracks is for a dry ride, the one where you're strapped in. And the other one, we use it to use multiple people inside the one water ride. So you can get up to three people all inside the one.
Oh, now that's interesting. So if you're in the dry ride, again, it's like one of those NASA chairs where they're going to disorient you completely because it's fixed inside there, but you're totally safe because you're strapped in, so you're not going to just flop around in there or get the rug burn from there. That you can do afterwards with your friends. But the thing about this particular ride, you'll go down, you don't get wet, but it goes down a straight track, and they have a special track for that. But the wet ride is now an awful lot more fun because you can go by yourself. And every time Linda went down, it's funny because as you go down, no matter how you try to orient yourself, because you're sliding free around in this portable water slide, the Zorb ball, she usually ended up on her back with head first towards the finish of the track, which was kind of funny because when you see the pictures, you kind of see her there splayed out inside the Zorb ball. But there are people who decide, you know what, we're going to go multiple people inside the Zorb ball, which is more suitable in the wet ride. Shane, tell us a little bit about that. What are the limits involved there? I mean, two, three, four people? How's that go?
Yeah, okay. So the maximum number that you're allowed inside is three people. Now, there's a maximum weight per person of 285 pounds and a combined weight of 550 pounds. Now, with that, it doesn't matter, you know, how big you are, anything, you know, you can go, grandkids can go down with, you know, grandparents, father, son. You know, I've seen, you know, a 40, 50-year-old guy go down with an 8, 9-year-old kid. And nine times out of 10, it's usually the adults who, you know, who come out bruised from the kids jumping all over them as they're rolling down because they're having so much fun. But, you know, a ton of fun for all ages. You know, there's no upper age limit. And the oldest person to date, I believe, is 85 years old.
Now, that is pretty brave. And actually, it's, you know, it's funny. You know, as people get a little bit older, they have a little bit more of a zest in their life, a little bit more spring in their step. You know, they live more deliberately, going, you know, I'm going to have myself a good time here.
It's you know, I mean, it's fun, you know, and like, yeah, you know, so anyone that says, oh, I can't do that, I'm too old, if they're under 85, they can still do it because we've had someone, you know, who's 85 years old.
And they won't set a record, and you know what, Steve, maybe Rene Angelil, he is like 156 years of age, you can send him in.
But send him, yes.
You know, that's just a private joke about, well, what about our friend Vic? I mean, he was a senior correspondent at the War of 1812. We'll send him.
We'll send him. Yeah. And he can always survive it because isn't he a vampire?
Yeah. No, well, we know plenty of people go in there. Even myself, I might be reluctant. You know, I could be persuaded. And Linda's usually the one who does that kind of persuasion for me. But I get a bigger kick out of seeing her laugh and smile than just about anything else. And of course, you can understand why. When she first came out of there, just the smiling enthusiasm that she had coming down for that was worth the trip just by itself. And that's something when you go down with a family to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You go down there and you'll remember the laughter and the smiles. Now, in and above all that, I mean, the ride itself is an enormous amount of fun, but there's a surprising amount of technology at the Zorb site that, and I don't mean the website, I mean when you go to Zorb, that helps you along the way. You walk in, you register. Can you tell us a bit about the computer system that you have there and how that helps enhance the experience?
Like any adventure, ride, you have to sign a waiver, of some sort. Well, with our guys, they like to use it all on computers. So you basically walk in, find the screen, jump on the screen, and, it'll ask you your name, where you're from, your birth date. And the reason behind that is they like to try and save, save trees, save paper. And then once you've done all that, we then take you to the top of the hill where we will scan your wristband. And basically that just lets us know, what sort of ride you're doing. But, it also keeps track of, of where you are at each point. And then once you've, rode, we then show you all your photos. And what it is with the photos is once you've gone through, you can actually upload one to Facebook. And it's just something that they worked on it for about a year. But like anything on computers, it's not 100% proof. So, but I'd say 99% of the time it works all the time. Mm-hmm. You check out your photos. You can laugh at. You can laugh at yourself. You can laugh at other people, and it's funny.
I'd like to touch on that a little bit more in depth. You see, the technology makes it real easy to have a lot more souvenirs of the particular trip because Shane is not just your typical desk-bound manager. I mean, he manages the whole thing, but Shane is actually out there helping people enjoy their experience there. And I've actually seen him doing two major jobs when he's down there. If someone comes down the hill, he's got this mega camera out there, and he's snapping away photos for people. So even if you didn't bring a camera, you can still enjoy that as a result of what Shane does. And then at the bottom of the hill, he'll help study the Zorb ball and help you out and roll it back. And I know there's other staff who do that too, but this is what I saw Shane do that particular day. When you get back, go back to the lodge, you actually have a choice of photos that you can get. You can upload them. There's a lot of things. You pick photos that you want. And you can even buy a Zorb USB key with your photos on it. Now, that is pretty cool.
It's obviously something that, that they wanted to do. And I guess for a lot of it, it was... especially throughout New Zealand, because there's a lot of people traveling, using a CD, it either gets lost or, gets snapped, inside your bag. And they wanted it to be so that, you could go home and you could reuse it over and over. So they thought, hey, let's change it up.
So we got one more minute to go. I just want to touch on the finer points. It's a very affordable fun ride as well, Shane. What's it cost for an adult or a child to go down a Zorb ride, say the wet ride straight?
Yeah, sure. How they do it, if you do it by yourself, it's $35 per person. And for each person that you add into the same ball, it then drops an extra $5.
So that's it. It's a perfectly affordable thing, and awful lot of fun. ZORB.com. Go to www.zorb.com for directions to the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee locations. Shane Marks, General Duty Manager at Zorb in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Thanks for joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. This is it. Will and back is Stephen Pickford across America via satellite. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Oh,